Alice thought about this. "I like birthday presents best," she said at last.
"You don't know what you're talking about," cried Humpty Dumpty. "How many days are there in a year?"
365, said Alice.
"And how many birthdays have you?"
"One."
"And if you take one from 365, what's left?"
364, of course.
"So there's only one day when you can get birthday presents," said Humpty Dumpty, "but 364 days when you can get unbirthday presents. There's success for you."
"I don't know what you mean by success," Alice said. Humpty Dumpty smiled.
"Of course you don't, until I tell you. I meant, there's a clever idea for you."
"But success doesn't mean a clever idea," Alice argued.
"When I use a word,"
Humpty Dumpty said, looking down his nose at Alice,
"it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less."
"But can you make words have different meanings?" asked Alice.
"Words are difficult things, I agree," said Humpty Dumpty, "but you have to be strong with them. Give them orders. Tell them to obey you. They must work hard and do what they're told."
He banged his hand excitedly on the wall as he spoke.
"You seem very clever with words, sir," said Alice politely, hoping to calm him.
She was worried about him falling off the wall.
Humpty Dumpty looked pleased. "I can explain most words and get them to do what I want," he said. "Some of them are like suitcases, you know. They've got several meanings packed up in them. Take poems, for example. One short poem can carry as many meanings as five people's luggage."
"Somebody repeated a poem to me earlier today," said Alice.
"It was Tweedledee, I think."
"Oh, I can repeat any number of poems if you like," said Humpty Dumpty.
"Well, not just at the moment," Alice said quickly, hoping to stop him from beginning.
"This piece was written specially for you," Humpty Dumpty went on, not listening to her. "It will amuse you."